Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my Blog Talk Radio family. This is the Love Journey, Inc., and we're talking about On a Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe today, purpose and living a passion-filled life. You see, purpose is our ultimate guiding system that provides us with direction. Purpose fuels us with passion, and it's passion gives us that confidence and that vitality to go after our dreams, to live without purpose, is to wander aimlessly through life like dust in the wind. And you become like a walking dead. Let's discover our power to get today that fuels all of our creation. Let's find our reason for existing, the reason we've been created for such a time as this. What is your dream? What's in your heart? On Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe today. We're going to start off with a song by our wonderful Jill Scott, Dreaming. Beautiful dreamer.
Follow the dream, follow the dream.
entertaining Jill Scott. You tuned in to the Love Journey, Inc. And I'm excited to have today, which is Friday, March 18th, the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Wow. We're going to talk about dreams, living a purpose-filled life, living with passion. You know, so many people are living a life that's not passion-filled. They say the world is not vitamin deficiency. They say the world is passion deficiency. Isn't that something to think about? Let's get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power, one presence in this whole universe. On this line, we recognize our divine source as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Let's tune in to the presence, the power, the transcending energetic expression, that I am God. Let's tune in by breathing in through our nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding to the count of eight, releasing through our mouth, breathing into the heart. Let's breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. And last time. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Breathing is one of the most powerful things you can do on a planet. Especially when you breathe deeply into the diaphragm. Let's take a deep, cleansing, powerful breath. Let's breathe. Be still and know that I am God. And release. Be still and know that I am God.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Wow. You want to do it again?
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Let's just marinate on that for a minute. Thank you, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the land, the soil. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. and all my family and friends who have beautiful mango trees in their backyard and coconut trees and avocados. Good morning to the trees. good morning to life and all the energy for us. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels. Good morning as we invite and invoke your presence into this call to remind us to have a passion-filled life. Good morning to our archangels. Find us to fill our life with passion and purpose. Come, angels and archangels, we invite and invoke your presence, asking to lead us and guide us into that passion, wonderful-filled life. Good morning to our ascended masters as we invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters. Come and guide us into our passion life. Good morning to our spirit guides and our master guides as we invite and invoke them into our call this morning, leading us into this passion-filled conversation. Good morning, spirit guides. Good morning, master guides. And good morning to our ancestors as we invite and invoke our known and unknown ancestors into this call. We give thanks for those who have walked the path. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Good morning, Mom. Oh, good morning, Mama. Good morning. Thank you. As we honor our ancestors this morning, we give thanks, ancestors, as we ask you to come and invite you into this call and invoking your presence, asking you to assist us in living that passion-filled life. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. My kings and queens, my millionaires and billionaires, my gods and goddesses, love to the gods and goddesses this morning. Peace to the family this morning. Wow. This is the Love Journey Incorporated, and I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover, known as the Love Goddess, Lady Love, a transformational life coach, an author of a phenomenal book called Born to Be Rich. Yes. A visionary, a radio personality, a filmmaker. Wow, I didn't even realize I carry so many hats. But I'm excited because I do what I love and I love what I do. And I couldn't imagine living a life without passion and love. And today, that's what our conversation is going to be all about, living that life in passion. Let's stop in this right now moment and move into a space of love. Let's take a few minutes to go into our love chambers. Oh, you have entered into your love chambers. And as you begin to center your mind on love, I want you to take this time and remind yourself on, reminisce on, or bring into this right now moment of time when you felt so loved. Yes, a time when your heart was so lit up and your mind was illuminated and every cell in your body permeated, pulsated love. You see, I want you to remember a time when you felt love. And it could have been any reason you felt it. It could have been a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. Could have been a birth of a newborn baby. How heart expanding is a birth of a newborn baby? Holding that new life in your arms. Thank you. powerful, heart-expanding moments. The creation of life. How about a full moonlit night? Walking by that body of water, holding hands with someone you love, standing in the moon glow of love, and reminded that you are so loved. Ooh, so loved, so loved, so loved. Mystic presence of the moon's love, basking in the glow of the moon's love, yes. Well, how about that beautiful majesticness of the sunrise? And as the sun is rising, it's the warmth. The love kiss on your face that is reminding you that you are so loved. Wow. The power of the rising sun. As you are one with the sun, you recognize that you are love. I am love. You are love. We are love. Or maybe you remember basking in the dawn, the dawning of the sun, the time of the space when Earth takes on a golden glow. You know that golden time of day. You know that time of day, like Frankie calls it, the golden time when the Earth has a golden glow and the sun is releasing itself. It's all the colors that permeate through the earth, the purples and the reds and the golds. Now you can think it's the majesticness of the sun releasing itself, that you are so divinely loved. Whether it's an empowerful energy stream, the birth of a newborn baby, or the oneness of nature, whatever had your soul lit up and turned on, I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. I want you to feel what it felt like to be so loved. Ooh, love. I want you to tune in to that frequency called WLOVE. I'm talking love, baby, love. Ooh, love. And I want you to bring not just the thought, but the feeling into these right now moments. Reverend Knight said, it's the feelings that get the blessing. It is the feelings that get the blessing, because it's the heart. It's all about the heart, baby, all about the heart. And so I want you to get out your head and move into your heart. And as you get into your heart, I want you to just allow yourself to open and just feel the love emanating and permeating through your body like liquid love. Oh, and let that liquid love through every cell, every muscle fiber, every organ. As you begin to release the thoughts of anyone else in this right now moment, I want you to just focus all that love energy into you. I want you to pour that love upon you like a liquid love bath. Let's take a love bath, baby. I want you to pour that love all over you. And let that love just ooze through every cell in your body. Feeling it in every part of your body, feeling so loved by the universe, feeling so loved by you, loving you, loving you, I want you to love yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you because it's you, baby. It's you. Oh, yes. Loving you. I want you to love you just because you are. Love you just because you are. Recognizing that your brand of beauty is absolutely beautiful. You are so beautiful. So amazing. And so deserving to be loved today. And as you place your right hand over your heart, saying to yourself, I give myself permission to love me today. And I want you to take out your mirrors and begin to look in your eyes, and I want you to say, I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. I want you to feel it in your heart. I want you to tune in to the frequency of WLOVE. I want you to feel what you're saying when you look yourself into the depths of your soul. I want you to call forth your greatness as you speak to the greater version of you today. Recognizing that you deserve love. Let's say it together. I deserve love. I deserve love. I deserve love. And I want you to say, I am love, I am love, I am love, I am love, I am love. Three times together. Let's do it, family. Let's do it. I am love. I am love. I am love. And I want you to say, I am a divine love and expression, family. Three times. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love and expression. And I want you to take out your mirrors. Oh, we already got your mirrors out. Continue to look in your eyes, because this is my favorite part. And I want you to say, good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Ooh, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And you are what the world's been waiting for. The world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness awaits. And let's do it together this time with our name on it. I want to know your name. What's your name, baby? Put your name. Good morning, love. Oh, good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. You see, Janine, I waited all night long just so I could say good morning to you. Because you, Janine and Ingram, you are what the world's been waiting for. You see, Janine, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Janine and Ingram, your greatness awaits. Ooh, yes, it does, yes, it does. And I want you to say your name, and I want you to say, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. Let's do it, family. Janine, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. Janine, I love you. I really, 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 really love you, Janine. I love you. I really love you. Oh my God, I love you, Janine. I love you. And I just want you to make my name in that love. Recognizing that you are the first representation of love in your life. That love is in you. And you have not been loved until you've been loved by you. You have not been loved, until you've been loved by you. You teach people how to love you. You teach people how to show up for you. You are the first representation of love in your life. Are you showing up for you? Are you showing up for you? Are you showing up for you today? Welcome to your love experience. You really do. You can have it. We're going to get ready and sing our song.
Ooh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good God morning, Lady Love.
Good morning, beautiful.
I want to thank you for each and every day giving us an invitation to love of self. Thank you so much. So beautiful. Ooh. Family, we're going to continue in our love soak. As we sing our love song, we plant that seed. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. Family, spring has sprung. Let's do this song with enthusiasm. You know, it's, love is in the air. Spring is in the air. The trees have gotten dressed. So let's do this with enthusiasm. Let's star 6 our phones, and let's do this on a count of 3, y'all. 1, 2, 3, let's do it. I love myself so much, so I can love you so much, and you can love you so much,
so much.
So you can keep on loving me.
Oh, yes, I love myself so much,
so much.
So I can love you so much,
so much.
And you can love you so much,
so much.
So you can keep on loving me.
Oh, yes, I love myself so much,
so much.
So I can love you so much,
so much.
And you can love you so much,
so much.
So you can keep on loving me. Yes, 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 yes. We keep that love growing, and we keep the love flowing, because it is all about love. Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love.
Namaste, namaste. All right, Joy. I don't think Joy's on the phone, so we're going to keep the phone moving, and we're going to go right into our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Are you ready to live your dream? Are you ready to live a passion-filled life? They say purpose is our GPS system that provides us with direction. It says purpose fuels us with passion. And this passion gives us confidence and vitality to go after our dreams. Sometimes we need to find a reason for existing. When you find a path you were meant to travel and a passion to thrive on your journey, guess what? You live life more filled and more joy in your heart. They say the world is not filled with vitamin deficient people. They say it's filled with passionless people. They say people are tired and all worked out because they don't have any passion. It's passion involved. What you got to ask yourself, what does my definition of passion and success look like? Is passion involved in my answer? If your definition of success is growing yourself and others, making a difference and improving your performance and results, guess what? You cannot succeed without passion. Passion makes people more confident. With confidence, you feel better, you work better, you overcome fear, and you take the risk. Howard Thurman says we need to stop asking what the world needs and start asking how can we be lit up and turned on. And then when we get lit up and turned on, We can light other people because that's what the world needs. He said, people, the world needs more people that are lit up and turned on. So let me introduce you to my co-host who is lit up and turned on all the time, Miss Chastity Awell. Welcome to Billionaire Mind Conversation Cafe today.
Good morning, goddess. Good morning. Good morning, love journey.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, I love it.
Yes, yes.
Yes, the world is not filled with vitamin deficient people, but people feel
passion deficient
people. I love it.
Yes. That's what the book says.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was powerful. And I just love, you know, everything, how you started it off. So it was on fire.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Okay, here we go. Janine, you know you always
bring that.
I'm like, Janine, y'all know Janine bring that spirit that everybody sees. So, yes, yes, yes. So, we definitely can go ahead and just pick it on up where we left, and I'll definitely chime on in, Janine.
Okay, okay. I just wanted to see how you want to, you know, I'm just following your lead. And we left off when we were talking about passion and purpose. We kind of left off on page 3, and I thought, man, I wanted to go straight. Unless you saw something between 1 and 3 and 5, I wanted to go straight to 5. This is when he is in the maze, baby. He is in the maze. And the maze is kind of a metaphor for life, because if you ever been in a maze, enigma, and you can't find your way out, you're like, how can I get to the exit? I remember thinking, can you stop the world, God, and let me out? I don't want to be here no more. And so he's meeting his friends to go through this maze, right? And then he gets lost in the maze. And then an old man shows up. And in this man, there's a calm, peaceful presence about him. And he calls him the farmer. And the farmer says to Josh, who is the character in this, I was going to say movie. He's the character in this book.
Short story, yes.
Who is going through this process in life that we can pretty much, a lot of us said that we can identify with. And so the farmer shows up to help him get out the maze. The really interesting thing about this process is that Johnson don't really, he's like, how does this man know my name? Who is this man? He's not really trusting this process here because he's like, who is this person that shows up in a time when I feel lost in this maze? So Josh is looking at this farmer going, what is going on? So there's a brief conversation between the farmer. And the farmer says with a raspy voice, this is my farm, and I like to walk the maze and help people who are lost find their way out. So Josh said, but that's great, feeling a little bit more at ease. And he said, I'm definitely lost. Can you help me? And the farmer says to him, that remains to be seen. First, can you tell me where you are going? What? That seems like an obvious question. Where I'm going? I'm trying to get out the maze. Well, he says to him, I'm trying to get out of the maze, Josh says, thinking the farmer's question was weird. If I knew where I was going, I'd be there by now. So the farmer took a deep breath and smiled. See, Josh? I'm not just talking about the maze. I'm talking about in life. Do you know where you are going in life? How many of us really know where we're going in life? And so they go through this back and forth conversation. Josh is looking a little nervous. How does this man even know my name? So he thought it was kind of a trick. When we get to the point where I think this is really powerful, this is what the farmers say. He said, you lost because you don't know your purpose.
Don't know your purpose.
This on page 5. He said, you are lost. This is the farmer talking to Josh. The farmer exclaimed, you see, purpose is our ultimate guidance system that provides us with direction for our lives. You see, purpose fuels us with passion, and passion gives us confidence and vitality to go after our dreams, to live without purpose, to wander aimlessly through life like dust in the wind. You become one of the walking dead, meandering among the living. But when you find your purpose, you discover the power that fuels all of creation. You find your reason for existing. You find the path you were meant to travel and the passion to thrive on your journey.
I was like, wow. And Josh asked the most pertinent question that we all ask, and where do I find my purpose? I'm going to stop right there. Anybody got any comments? What you think? What you think, Miss Chaz? You got something for that one?
Listen, listen, that was so powerful because, like you said, the maze, all of it, I think it really does equate to our life. I love how this short story does read it because even though we're looking at this guy, Josh, and imagining it in our minds, it really is very indicative to our own lives and even the guy talking to him about it. But what's cold to me is that Josh even asked him, he was like, where do I find this purpose? He didn't even call it his purpose yet. He was still, that was, that stood out to me just because it wasn't in his possession yet. It was like this purpose.
He wasn't owning it. Yeah, he wasn't owning
yes,
it.
Yes, he wasn't owning it yet. So that was powerful to me. That was powerful because it really does show the whole mental process as well as the emotional process on our way, on our journey to find our purpose and living our purpose. So I think that's awesome. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that you brought out that point because, you know, that was a powerful thought process that he had not owned his purpose. How many of us don't own our purpose, our talents, our gifts? We're not owning it. And that's something that even Tyler Perry brought out on our call yesterday when he said, you got to own your show. You got to own it. Come on. That was powerful, Miss Chastity Wells, right there to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would love to hear, you know, what other people were looking or had it started making you contemplate different things as you read the story. I know yesterday everyone on the line sounded like they had the book or had read it at some point or listened to the book. So I would love to hear different feedback on it as we get ready to move into other points of it. Everybody know how to press star six, right? Star six, star six. Gotta let us in.
Yes, yes, yes. Or push the one on the Blog Talk Radio and let
Blog
us know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Even if you, if this is your first time on our show and you want to know what's going on, we're reading a book called The Seed, talking, finding our passion and our purpose. And if you want to chime in into the conversation because something has sparked interest in you, just push star one. Just push the number one, not star one. Star six is for the teleconference. All right, well, let's just keep it moving.
Yeah, so we keep definitely keep the train going. So, yeah, so, go ahead.
I was just going to let you go, babe, because, you know, this book just moved me, because even on that same page, I was going to go to something I thought was really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, pull it out.
The farmer responded when Josh said, how can, because, you know, the farmer gives Josh a seed and said that he
mm-hmm.
must plant his seed. He said, and he told Josh that he needs to find out where to plant his seed and your purpose will be revealed to you. And Josh says, how can planting his seed help reveal my purpose? The farmer's replied, I'm not sure how it works. I just know it works. It's one of those mysteries of life. And this is what I thought was this is what I highlighted. Where our belief in miracles allow us to see more miracles and where our imagination somehow creates our reality. I want to say that again. It's our belief in miracles that allow us to see more miracles and where our imagination somehow creates our reality. I don't know, that just was like a powerful thought process for me. You know, how many of us believe in miracles? How many of us really use our imagination to really fuel the passion in our heart? I don't know. I don't know. This book just sent chills to my spine. And Josh then mm-hmm. begins to ask him, where do I begin? I have no idea where to begin. And this is what everybody says. He said, and the farmer tells him, there's only one way. Everyone must embark on a quest to find their purpose, but it's only one way to find it. He said, it's the one thing in life that truly matters. If you don't pursue it, everything else is meaningless. The journey is not easy. It's filled with mystery, challenge, obstacles, and dead ends, much like this maze. But if you're willing to follow the path and learn from wrong turns and keep moving forward, even when you want to give up, even when it don't seem good, you will eventually find the right place to find your purpose and plant your seed. And Josh says, well, where do I start? I have no idea where to begin. And the farmer says, now this is cold right here. This is cold, y'all. Begin where all knowing exists. And guess where that is? If you haven't read the book, you don't know, but you might know.
Let me read it with you.
Begin with your heart.
Begin with your heart.
And he said, what did he say after that? Go ahead, read it, Chess. All the way down the spine. Yes.
And be careful of your mind. It will often play tricks on you and deceive you on your quest.
Yes.
But your heart never lies. It never lies. It knows your why. It knows where you're meant to go and what you are meant to do. You just have to listen to it. And while you are following your heart, also look for the signs.
Now, I know that's to open up the line. Come on. Now, somebody got something to say on that one. Begin where all the knowing exists. Everything that we ever need to know is right there in our heart.
Yeah.
And be careful because your mind going to play tricks on you. It's going to deceive you and tell you you're not good enough. It's going to tell you don't nobody want to read that DAM book that you're writing. It's going to tell you that paint not good enough. Ain't nobody going to buy that. And you need to tell your mind you a lie. Because I was more than good enough the day I was born.
Come on.
See, you have to remind yourself of the promises. Somebody need to chime in or somebody ought to say amen or something. Star 6.
I got the first amen. One. Come on, press star 6. Say the amen.
Well, it may be only touching me. Maybe that's
amen,
it.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes,
good
yes.
morning, Zakiya.
Amen. I mean, you sisters are really right on it today, so I'm not even going to say anything else, but I did want to say I am right with you and amen and on that. It was just, I'm so glad you brought that back out again because I really missed that in my reading. So thank you for bringing that up. Begin where all knowing exists. Begin with your heart. I'm grateful that you're doing this because sometimes in my reading, I'm missing the nuggets, the key points. So thank you so much for bringing that up. So I'm going to let somebody else jump in there, but I just want to say amen to bring that up. Thank you so much.
Just in case you want to know
real quick,
it's on page 6. Just in case y'all missed it, that's y'all need to highlight that. Page 6,
yeah.
Third paragraph down. Begin where all knowing exists. Page 6. Go ahead,
yes.
Chuck.
And I was going to say, honestly, too, it's just I think even with that nugget, you know, she may feel like she missed that nugget. But I think that's the cool part of the conversation. It allows everyone to talk about what stood out to them because it's really where we're at in our journey and what resonated even with you because it could be another part of the journey that you're in and something else really resonated. So that's the thing that I love about having the conversation on Fridays because it gives everyone the opportunity just to chime in and we're all able to, you know, learn from one another as we're reading a short story. Because even though somebody may not have saw one point, you probably saw something else. So, but thank you.
You're absolutely right, Chastity, because like you said, I didn't realize in the beginning that he wasn't owning his purpose when he said this purpose. I was like, wow, that's a good point. See, like you brought that out. I thought that was powerful. That wasn't one of my catches. But I think having a conversation was powerful because you get to, even though I wasn't there, when you said it, I said, wow, that's powerful. It brought it into my mind. We got to own it. So I don't know. That's good stuff.
Yeah. That's the beautiful thing of just having the conversation because where one person catch something, people are like, oh, my goodness, that is powerful. I didn't even think about it like that or I didn't see that or whatever the case may be. So, yes, yes.
So if we don't have anybody, I want to go right to the signs if anybody else want to chime in before we go to the signs.
Yeah, because he like, what are the signs?
All right.
All right, so I can read the signs if you'd like me to. Well, I love this part, so I'm excited. I want to talk about the signs because we've been talking about this for a long time, and I remember. All right, anyway, let me read it because I was getting excited. So, so Josh wanted to know what are the signs. So, he knowing his heart certainly wasn't forthcoming with information lately. That resonated with me as well because I know I felt like that, and even most recently, you know, feeling like your heart wasn't giving you everything that you need. So, you know, you need to know what are the signs. So the farmer went on to explain, the signs of grace that guide you through life, these signs help you decide which road to take. They come in many forms. Advice from a stranger, dreams, eureka moments, songs, Janine, television shows, books, even big signs on the road. God uses all means to communicate with us on our journey. If we are open to these signs, look for them and follow them. They will guide us into the right direction. The more we look and believe in the signs, the more they appear.
Wow. I like to call that God's love language. The reason why I call it God's love language is because I believe God speaks to us in the love language that is pertinent to our personal personality. And what am I mean by that? Like, for instance, God has always given me signs through songs, through books, through big signs on the road. I remember one day I was like, God, I ain't going to be able to do this. I'm growing up fussing at God. And then the song came on. Right? K. Josh, my ship has finally come. And I just saw the flow. And then one day I remember, you know, I was on the phone, not even paying attention to the radio. And how the radio just, even though it didn't get louder, the conversation on the radio got loud, like it caught my attention. And it was telling me to go to this particular place that they were having these auditions. And I went to go to this, because I don't know why, I was on the phone, I wasn't even paying no attention, and the radio was on, and then they had a commercial, and I'm just like talking, wasn't paying no attention, and all of a sudden, it was like, my attention got caught, because the guy was saying, if you want an audition, come, and my spirit said, go into that audition, so I went, and some really great things happened, and I knew I was meant to be there. So I'm just saying, you just never know how your signs will come, but however, your love language, God speaks to us in our own love language. That's why I call it my own, you know, our own love language. To you, it might be a movie. To you, somebody else, it might be a book. To somebody else, it might be a song. Or it might be different forms of all of it. But God speaks to us in our own love language. Anybody want to chime in on having signs, knowing signs, anything?
Morning. I most certainly do. I am Rosa J. Girl, I love the book. I finished it.
What?
I have to go back and say, where you at, chapter 5? What was going on there? That's when he got the seed. I love that. God speaks to me in movies and books, but movies. I was looking at If You Build It, They Will Come last night. And I love this movie. It's about a guy who builds this baseball field in the middle of Iowa, and dead baseball players show up to play baseball. And he brings other people. But it had me crying for the very first time because I realized that sometimes what I do seems so preposterous. What I'm led to do seems so unreal, so not, you know, off the chain. But when I do it, it's a miracle. It's I meet the right person, something comes my way, an answer is solved, a question is solved. It's so unusual to listen to that voice. And everybody else might think you're crazy. But you do it anyway. And it brings back so many rewards. So movies and signs and, you know, things on the wall, you know, poster boards or everything I see and hear now, I related to the a message from God.
Yes, God.
All right.
I don't know how that happened, but He does speak to you. But you have, and you don't really have to be looking for it. You just have to be open to hear it. Open to hear it.
All right. Thank you so much, Rosa. And, you know, I hear people talk about signs with clocks, you know, 11-11, 1-11, or numbers.
Yes.
God says in here that whenever those numbers came up, He knew He was going to have a good day.
Yeah. And I think that's powerful to bring up because either in that He does speak through those signs. This was confirmation for me. Why do I see certain numbers? And I remember one just a few months ago, we had a numerologist on the line, Janine, and I remember some of the ladies on the line was like, well, why do I see this number? Why do I see this number all the time? And it was like two separate people who had said that. And I don't know if it was Mama Joanne or Rosa J, but either way, it was some other people who had said it. And the numerologist confirmed that that was their love language. That was confirmation that they were on the right path. So I love that he pointed this out because that's what it reminded me of when we talked on the love journey, and the numerologist brought that out for the ladies on the line because it is through whatever language for us to really pick it up and understand. Like for me, I'll hear it in different things, like Rosa J said. It may be a movie. It may be signs on the road. It's all type of different things that I hear it in when we're all talking. That's why sometimes I'll get super excited or I may start crying about something because I'll be like, oh, my God, what? I was not expecting that. I wasn't looking for it. I was just kind of going with the flow and just with the synergy of it all, and somewhere in there was my answer. So I thought that was powerful. I really, really, really thought that was super powerful because I know that I felt like that, and I've recently felt like that. To just say, you know, him talking about his heart certainly wasn't forthcoming with information lately. I was like, I truly understand that. So you have to get really quiet and start praying. But then I'm like, okay, after you do that, remember to look for the signs. Look for the signs. And as you look, God is always going to confirm His word. So I just love that. And I just love this chapter. I loved it.
I want to add something to that. Two things I want to add. You know, a lot of times we don't hear our heart because we're not connected. We're not present in our heart because we're too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And our head takes away and blocks the veil of our heart. And so the more we get into our heart, the easier it is to be in the heart. The second thing is, and I don't know if this is just for me, so I'll just say for Janine. The signs always, it's something different that happens when there's a sign for you in my body. Like, if it's a movie, tears may come to my eyes, or chills, or a song may bring chills or tears to my eyes. Something happens in my body. The molecules begin to move when something is a sign or a dream. And I don't know if that happens for everybody, but I think it seems like it would. Like, you know that's a sign for you. Like, for instance, I was going to a job interview, and every time something good was going to happen, I always remember the song that would come on by Sade. Look at the sky. It's the color of love. And every time that song came on when I was on my way to an interview or something, it always was like a sign. Okay, this is yours, Janine. This is yours. This is yours. So I don't know. To me, something happened in my body when it was a sign for me. I didn't really have to look. It just caught my attention, my body. But I think you have to be present to your body or to how things show up in your space to know when something is a sign for you.
Yes, God. Yes. And that's a part of the whole self-mastery that we're always working on the love journey every day. That's what I just absolutely love. I absolutely love it. So, yeah.
We can also, I just want to say this real quickly, we can also ask for signs. I know I've used signs when I'm trying to make a decision about something, and I just really, really, really don't know. And so, you know, like I remember one time I was trying to make a decision whether I should relocate to another place, and I said, okay, God, you know, I really I'm really confused about whether this is something I'm supposed to do. If I am to move, show me the sign of a blue chicken. Now, that's a really weird thing, right? I mean, I would ask for the weirdest things, and honest to goodness, I got the sign of a blue chicken. And it was on a poster board or something, or in a book or something. And I was sitting there looking at him like, I'm looking at a blue chicken. Oh, my God, that's the answer. So, honestly, the universe will absolutely supply what it is that we ask for, and in sometimes the most amazing ways. So I have absolutely used the signs to ask questions about what to do with my life.
Oh, wow. Awesome. I love that. And I love that you're just bold enough to say, hey, send me a blue chicken. No, send me a pink peacock.
Exactly.
I love that. I mean, because that's bold. That's like, if this is real, you're going to show me this real.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love that. You just bless my heart. I love that. But look how cold the universe is, though. Who didn't saw a blue chicken except for her? I ain't ever saw no one.
And Cassidy, that is why I knew it had to be the universe saying yes, because it's something that don't normally see. Because if you ask for something that is usually there, you know, you may say, well, I don't know if that's really
your hand to
yes.
jump in. Yes.
Right. Thank you so much.
That was good. A blue chicken.
A blue chicken.
That was going to be my point next, too, because he did ask a lot of time for signs, and he talked about that. But one of the things that when I ask for a sign, I'd be like, God, make it so clear that I can't make a mistake.
Yes.
Stop doing it, God. Make it so clear that I know it's from you. Yes,
yes,
I love it.
Yes, and I know I've said make it clear, so I really know. And I think that we really have to bring that point up too, Janine, because even as she brought out with the blue chicken, even though I haven't said that, I will say make it clear. And I always say make it clear because especially when you're in that place of looking for a sign and reconnecting for whatever reason, like just disconnected from your heart for that day or whatever the reason may be, because I know I've personally experienced it. It's just to make sure that my head don't get in the way again for me trusting what my heart is telling me to do. So I love that, and I love the process of life that is absolutely given. It's absolutely wonderful. But we have to believe. We have to believe in the miracle of life because that's the only other way that we're able to appreciate and see every other miracle in life.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Can I tell you a story? Just a short one. It's very simple. I remember about maybe 8 years ago, and I've always read the Bible 100, you know, that one-year Bible. It gives you the passages and stuff. So I used to do a lot of other things. Like I'd read also in my morning regimen, I would read Utmost for the Highest. Then I might read Joel Osteen for 365 Days, their passage. And one day I noticed how things kind of went together, no matter what. And I kept saying, so I said, God, I want to know that what I hear in my mind is actually coming from you. What I see, because I started writing down this synopsis of what I was getting from all the things that I was reading, and it was always one thing. And I was like, how is that possible that you're reading from four different men or women, and they're all talking about the same thing on the same day? Come on, God. And I was not I don't think I was really a true believer in realizing this. This was my awakening, an awakening point. So I asked God to show me that what I was hearing was actually from him. And I think this was a time when I was believing that the devil was outside of me, God was outside of me, that whole Christianity type thing. In that particular day, no matter where I went, no matter what I read, it would say things that I had already read from someone else during the morning. God, you know, I went to an AA meeting, and the theme was the same thing. people will walk up to me and say thoughts or say something that was something I read early that day. By the end of the day, I said, okay, God, I got it. I'm tuned in with you. I understand completely. You know, sometimes the scene when you ask for proof, it is so overwhelming that it sometimes could knock you for a loop. You'd be like, really? Really? How is that throughout the whole course of the day was just one thing? That was my first real awakening to the fact that God does send you messages and signs. But you got to be open to see them because they're always there. But we're not always there to hear them or to see them or to ask for them. So we have to keep ourselves awakened to that whole point that there's always confirmation. Whether we're doing, you know, there's just confirmation. Confirmation for whatever we're doing. So be open for it because it does show up. And I'm complete. We're not quick.
All right. Thank you, Rosa. Thank you, Rosa. It probably was quick for you. Let's go ahead on and wrap it up because we're at the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's bring out our last point. Do you want to bring out our last point? And I want to, because this is, to me, was tweetable. And
hit with your tweetables then. Let's get the tweetable going. Go.
It's still on page uh-huh. six. And I thought this was like one of those things you know, you want to tweet. It says, mm-hmm. this is when the farmer is talking to Josh. And he says, a quest for your purpose is like a cosmic game. And once you know how to play and embrace the game, it becomes an exciting adventure. Let me say that again. A quest for your purpose is like a cosmic game. And once you know how to play the game and embrace the game, it becomes an exciting adventure. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's what I just wanted y'all to think about that.
Mm.
When you know how to play the game, it becomes an exciting adventure. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, Reverend Ike said one time, he said, you know, I know the stuff I use is good because I use it on myself first. He said, this is good stuff. And it is. Once you know how to play the game, life is so amazing. Oh! It's so beautiful. So I want to leave with that, unless there's something else you want to leave on, Miss Chassie.
No, Goddess. I love that, and I'm going to just remind everyone to follow your heart by looking for the sign. So I thought that was awesome. I love this. I love what we were able to share and bring it out. And maybe it was just one of those things that everyone wanted to stop and just think about. But just really, just challenge yourself to look for the signs this weekend. Challenge yourself. Look, trust the process. Trust and master the game. So I loved it. I love it. I'll leave the financial tip of the week, and then I'm going to jump off, let Miss Linda jump on, and we'll go from there. So for this week, what I wanted to do for our financial tip is just continue to remind everyone about the importance of insurance. As we said yesterday, I thought it was super cool that one of the ladies on the line was talking about, and then, you know, one of the pastors in Cleveland was saying life insurance truly is the last gift of love, and it really, really is. What I realize is, Janine, a lot of times the family don't have the coverage they need because people don't understand how inexpensive it truly is. So what I did was I took the liberty of writing down just a couple different prices just for the mid-range of some of the personnel on the phone. But definitely, you can always call me for your own personal quote or text me as well. My contact number is 614-230-6600. I'll give it out again here shortly. Definitely, if you have any other questions, because I would love to be able to service you in your state as well. I am licensed in multiple states, so I can definitely assist you. So just to bring out how inexpensive it really is for a 50-year-old woman who doesn't smoke, you're looking at $35 a month. for a 50-year-old man is only $42. Now you may say, why is he more? It's always more for a man. Y'all know that. Y'all pay more for a man for auto insurance. Same thing for life insurance. Men are just, you know, I guess a little wilder than us. I don't know. I'm just teasing. That was just a corny joke. So then you also have the price range for a 60-year-old woman at $47 and a 60-year-old man at $62.53. So it really is very, very, very affordable for every last one of us, and that is for $15,000, which will take care of final expenses for your family. It will give you a very nice funeral for your family and bury you with a lot of dignity, and your family is very proud. Even if you don't want to do that and you just want to do something like cremation, that money is included in there, and your family can do whatever you want them to do with the rest of the money. And even I take care of children policies as well. I just wanted to bring out a 10-year-old policy because my baby's about to be 10. That's only $14 a month. But what I always recommend with children policies, especially during this time of year, is just to pay it up. And to pay it up for an entire year is $174, and that's for $30,000. I recommend that they have a little bit more because it is that inexpensive. And it does cover the cost of inflation when that time comes for them. So if you have any questions, definitely feel free to reach out to me. My direct contact number is 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600. My name is Chastity A. Wells. It's one T in my name, C-H-A-S-I-T-Y. You're able to follow me on Facebook, any social media. And that's with my name, Chastity A. Wells. Also, my website at chastityawells.com. That's it. That's all. I love you, family. But definitely, don't let price or obscurity of anything stop you from reaching out to me. I would love to be able to assist you. And with us actually being a Love Journey family, I'll definitely make sure you're taken care of and answer any of your questions. But the prices may vary just based on whatever your conditions are. So, like, if you are a severe insulin diabetic or something else like that, you know, I'll get you as close as I can to that $35, but, you know, it's different variables that go into that, guys. So anyway, take care of your health, take care of your life, protect your family, because honestly, it's your last gift of love. I love you all. Thank you, Janine, for the opportunity to serve.
All right, all right. Thank you so much. We're going to keep the train moving. Jackie, are you available? Because Miss Linda said she had to get to work today.
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, beautiful.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Awesome, great show today. Thank you so much. Okay, y'all, we're going to do our incantation. And so we all need to star six, mute our lines. And we're going to do this with great power. If you're able to move about. I move all through my house, so I'm just moving about. And, you know, if you're able to go outside, feel the sun. We're going to do our affirmation. We're going to do it seven times. So that's star six. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows with an avalanches of abundance.
Oh, my knees, Arlene, honeypot, at gmail.com. Check it out. And if you can, send them a prayer, send them a congratulation. Let them know that your love is flowing to them to send them overflowing of love, and that their marriage can last throughout the test of time with lots of love, joy, happiness, success, and plenty of things to make it great, 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 great. Send our love to Arlene and King. Don't forget, no matter how you want to show your love, through prayer, through congratulation, or through a monetary gift or another type of gift, make sure you do that. Let them know that you appreciate them sharing their love with the Love Journey family. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, and if you want to come back to this call, you can go to 712-432-0990. That's 712-432-0990. And listen to our call by putting in the same access code, 772-719. That's 772-719. So that's it, that's it, that's it. Also, if you want to make a payment or a donation or a love offering to the Love Journey, guess what? You can go to PayPal and go Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com, or you can go straight to love. You can go lovejourney828@gmail.com. That's lovejourney828@gmail.com. Thank you for all those who not only sharing their time and their gifts through love texts and emails and time, but thank you for your monetary gifts. Thank you for believing in the mission of the Love Journey through all the ways that you give to us. Thank you so much. Wow. All right. I just want you to know that the Love Journey is expanding. I'd like for you to go to the Love Journey page, invite your friends to like our page. I want you to also, we also on Instagram. We're also on Tweet. If you want to tweet, or you want to find out or listen or stay connected through our tweets, go to twitter.com. I apologize. Go to your phone and go to your text sessions and text. In the phone number part, put 40404, and then in the message box, put follow. And then hit the space bar, Love Journey 2, all one word. That's LoveJourney2, and the number 2, all one word, Love Journey 2. And you will be following us on our tweets. You should have some great tweets coming out, because I've been tweeting some good stuff out. All right. I think that's it. That's all I can remember off the top of my mind. I want to remind you to have a great weekend. Manifestation Destination Prayer Line is Sunday. Meditate Till You Levitate starts March 20. Oh, I think she said the 22nd. Yay. Also, go to Meditate Till You Levitate Facebook page. I Am a Jumpstart is Monday. Yes, with Reverend Ike. Yes, 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 she's going to do 14 over again. I'm excited. Tune in. Don't forget to tune in to the I Am Jumpstart, and then come on over to the Love Journey, because we're going to continue with our excitement of money on Mondays, on Money Manifesting Miracle Monday with Reverend Ike. Yes, yes, yes. This Monday is going to blow your mind. He's going to tell you that you are the consciousness of Christ. You are money. Come on now. All right. Oh, thank you, Amir. I forgot. When you go to Amazon.com and you order something from Amazon.com, we are one of those charities. The Love Journey is a charity. So when you go on and you say you want to give your money to a charity, choose the Love Journey. Yes, it just says Love Journey, not the Love Journey. And go on there and choose the love journey. And you can go to, I think you can just go through Cares, AmazonCares.com, and order your stuff. And when you get through it, they will give 0.5% of all that you purchase that is Amazon, that is, because everything that you purchase won't be a part of that 5%, because some things are not from Amazon. But whatever is available for the 5%, they will send that portion to the Love Journey. So, yes, yes, yes. Don't forget. And we're getting ready to start thinking about the sunrise service. So I need you all to start praying, sending love and your light. And any donation, no, it's not a match. It says 5%. And just start thinking about loving us this year. It's the first weekend in August. I want you to start thinking about planning to come
Oh, my God, we got some really great things lined up. I'm excited. We are celebrating the sacred masculine. Yes, the men. It's all about the men this year. We've never done it this way. It's going to be a new process and new things happening. So I want you to come this year and have yourself an exciting time. We're looking to do a whole weekend of things, and we got some surprises. Brother Amir got a surprise that's going to be happening. I'm going to let him tell his story when he's ready. So we just want to go ahead on, and I just want y'all to put that on your calendar. That's the first weekend in August right here in Chicago on the Lake of Chicago on 39th Street. Yes, we're going to come together, and I'm excited. That's the first weekend in August. I want you to put that on your calendars. I want you to invite a friend. I want you to come. I want you to have an exciting time because there's nothing like Chicago in the summertime, baby. Summertime, summertime. All right. I think that's it. That's all. I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And everything that you do should be used as an opportunity to be a gift back to God. Find your purpose. Live in passion. It's too many people living a passionless life. They say people, it's not a vitamin deficiency world. It's a passion deficiency world. Let's not be vitamin. Let's not be passionless. Let's not be passion deficient. Let's find our passion. Let's live with joy and love and happiness. And remember to choose love because love is a choice. And remember not to just live, dream your God-sized dream, but I want you to live them. I want you to have fun in life. I just love what Tamar said the other day. Pleasure is the most powerful medicine. And you can look at it however you want to because, you know, my girl, when I sent her that text, she was like, I thought you was talking about sex. Well, you know, sex is a powerful medicine, too. So I just want you to know today, find more pleasure in your life, however that pleasure may look, and whatever that pleasure may be for you. Let's experience it. Bring more pleasure into our life. Don't forget to chant with the chant goddess. I just want to stop right now, and I just want to send some love to the chant goddess. She's working behind the scenes to make sure every day that Blog Talk Radio is on point. She's behind the scenes doing so many things that I just tell her, I just want to say in front of all of you all how much I love and appreciate the Chant Goddess. Wow. She's always calling me, thinking of new ideas, how to expand, what we can do. And I'm just excited to say thank you. From the depth of my soul, the depth of my soul, the profoundness of my heart. It's not enough words to say how much I appreciate and love you so much, Chant Goddess. That's Esther Gunlott, who makes sure everything is running smoothly behind the scenes. Thank you, Esther. Tune in to the Chant Goddess every Monday through Friday on the Love Journey. She comes in 10 minutes before, that's 5:50 and 6:50. She does it on the weekend at 7:30. Go to the Chant Goddess's Facebook page and like it. And make sure you show her some love. She got a birthday coming up, too, in April. So we want to make sure we celebrate her. All right. I just wanted to make sure I stopped and said thank you, thank you, thank you to the Chant Goddess. And I want to thank each and every one of you for always tuning in, for all the places you could go, all the places you could be. You decided to tune in to the Love Journey. This is a pleasure to be in your space, to be in one mind, one consciousness, one love. I cannot wait till I hear more people saying, I have found my purpose. I'm living on passion. I'm living fueled and fired up and turned on and lit all up. I'm loving soaking myself every day, and I'm living it to the fullest. I'm living full out, playing full out. And everything is good. Ooh, I can't wait to hear all that kind of stuff. All right, we're going to tune out. I love you, love you, love you. And I'm going to play Roy Ayers, Third Eye, Look to the Sky. Yeah.
Your conference recording has stopped.